Perfect. We can up get updates, and you'll hear what Emily needs from her side. And and I, Emily, I saw this email yesterday. I think we have this whole new initiative now.
We do. Yep.
And Rob, you've been on the four. You know, you're ahead of the game.
Well, this is great. You know, I don't know what your initiative is, but whatever it is, I'm excited because I think we're all going in the same direction, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, Rob, well, I think, you know, I was telling Emily after our last call about, you know, this candidate that you've identified, and it seems like a, you know, a natural fit. And I guess you're getting closer. So maybe give us an update on your end, where you're at with that.
Yeah, I talked to
last time.
I talked to the dean, Dean Carrington at Norfolk State, and he's a very good, it's so interesting. It's a very close family. He's friends with the grandmother. they're from South Carolina, but he met them somewhere. And anyway, I talked to Dean, and he said that he has, that we have the green light to call, to talk directly to her. That you can do whatever you need, interview her, whatever. Unfortunately, the grandmother died yesterday, so I did not call her before this call, but I will. I don't really even need to be on the call with, interview with her, but, I could do an introduction. Her name is Nya Grant. She's a sophomore. She's an outstanding tennis player. She plays on the varsity team. She's a very, very good student. They're all five of our students are business majors. They all have a 3.5 or higher. I think she happens to have a 3.8.
Wow.
Her sister is going for her PhD in physical therapy. Her mom, a Virginia State graduate. Her dad played basketball at Winston-Salem State. And, she's just a really high, high achiever. We're very excited. She was my number one candidate, of all the candidates that I saw to put into this program. And she's just a lovely human being, very strong family. I knew that Rick has a strong faith, and, her family comes from a very strong, Christian family. So it's just a nice fit.
Bob, I don't mean to interrupt. Can you admit, Emily's now on Zoom. Can you let her in?
Yes. Sorry. Oh, I was kind of doing that for Emily's sake. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
Emily, you're there. Yay. Okay. So I was just, I don't think you heard that though, did you?
I heard some of it. I was still on the phone, but just trying to get in the Zoom room, so.
Okay, anyway, did you hear some about Nya Grant?
She sounds phenomenal. And between us friends here, we haven't even posted the role because we don't want to post it until we have her resume and we've interviewed her. And that way we just interview her. She's slotted in. If she has your stamp of approval and with her experience and her background, she just sounds like a phenomenal candidate. So, we can't wait to get her in on board and part of this
program. Well, Emily, maybe fill Rob in on what the.
Yeah, tell me about the program as you see it. Let me turn my AC on. We've gotten some heat going on here.
No worries. I'm just going to pull up my notes on what we're doing with this program, because it's pretty phenomenal. And it's great to have this kind of support, that we're not creating kind of our own content, you know, on a go forward basis. So let me take one.
Okay.
So our program, it's really run through the Eastern Division. So Bill Carroll is our divisional director. So he is Ted's boss, my boss's boss. So Bill, he has said the diversity, equity, and inclusion is going to be his legacy, and something that he really wants to focus on. So I was asked to join along with Jazz Scare, who for Rick, and Dave is a manager up in Westport, Connecticut, and just a personal friend of mine. So Jazz and I and about 8 other kind of field leaders were asked to be part of Bill's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. And one of those committees is around hiring. So that group has created this internship program. So this will be our second year of the program. So it's going to be 2 interns per market. So we've identified one that's going to really focus more on Philly and Southern New Jersey. And then Nadia will be for Newtown and, you know, me, management team kind of stuff, but also working, you know, with Ted and his management team on some projects we have. UBS is going to provide a stipend for their commute, for lunch. Their pay is going to be $20 per hour for about 30 hours per week is what we're looking like for the interns. Our intention is for all the interns to be in person, you know, and there'll be 8 to 10 hours, call it, of content each week on the wealth management business, on the different roles within wealth management, on just career development and advice as they look for, you know, their bigger internship, their junior year, which is our official summer program. So our intent is to get as many of these divisional kind of sophomores, to have a really great summer and want to come back and then join the official summer internship program at the firm level. Rob, I was part of that program. I can't speak enough about it. And it's the direct feeder into UBS full-time, into our kind of talent program, I would say. So
this is kind of like a, you know, we used to call it at Merrill Lynch Junior Executive Training Program. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of thing. So it's sort of a high level. They've got a, she'll get a lot more out of this than simply getting a start as, you know, our intention is to create financial advisors. I mean, that's, you know, because it's just such a great career with such a, you know, an amazing ability to generate revenues for the community, right? I mean, it just changes the whole community when you get, you know, and this just, it's just not there enough for, I'm preaching to the choir, but you know, our intention is to change the world, right? And change the economics of communities. And one of the ways is through this program. So we will have a curriculum also. So we need to kind of coordinate our curriculums, and you can kind of maybe, feed off of some of the things that we're doing, and we can feed off of what you're doing, so we're not teaching the same course.
That would be great. And I'll get that from, I'm on a different subcommittee. So the hiring subcommittee is really run by Eleanor DeCosimo. But she's somebody that is Bill's kind of, right-hand person from an admin perspective, but I will talk to her about kind of the content and get that over to you. You know, I've shared your name a couple times on these calls, just, one for the other field leaders to know, how great of a relationship that we have and the coaching that you do with Rick and Dave. So you kind of started that way, but now just from a diversity, equity, and inclusion perspective, just as a feeder directly in. So if there's other candidates that are out there, you know, we have the approval, like I said, for 2 interns per market, throughout the East. So that's 16 diverse interns that we're looking to bring in this summer at a minimum. So, I think this is just, you know, the start of something really special. And I think it just grows from here. So, I'd be curious to know your thoughts in terms of, you know, for Dave and Rick's benefit, what are some of the things that you could see her doing as she joins the team, you know, for those weeks over summer?
I mean, we want them to be, by the time they graduate, we want them to have a pretty much, they're still going to need about, it takes about, what, 2,500 hours or something of to get your CFP, and we want them to have about 1500 hours done. So they have another 1000 hours to do once they join the firm, and they have to operate under a CFP. So under Dave's tutelage, they can be training for their CFP. So that's one of the criteria we have in terms of teams, that they need to have. We need to have a CFP on the team. So that's why I was obviously another reason I was excited. We are going to be teaching them, you have your, technology people. We will be training them in their junior year on technology, not this summer, but we will be teaching them how to use LinkedIn and how to market and leverage yourself using LinkedIn so that they are a technology expert. And then we will also be teaching them Supernova so they can join a team. They will have expertise in Supernova and management of the team, team organization, team structure. They're going to be experts on teams and experts on managing and practice management. So my goal is to have them be so valuable that anybody would desperately want them as a team member rather than, you know, oh, this, you're doing us a favor in terms of taking one of our students. We want these students to be the best of the best. We're also teaching them selling skills and training regarding interpersonal skills, style, you know, how do you, you know, the Myers and Briggs style analysis and all that. So, yeah. So we're going to be giving them everything that they would need. So we're teaching them a course right now, that is, we have some very successful people on our advisory board, and they're all eager to help and teach and coach. And one particular, Nick Folks, is a guy I coached up in Minnesota, and he's just had amazing results training candidates and bringing them on and having them be successful. So he's teaching our first course, and they get trained once a week. For an hour, together, the five of them, through his tutelage, and then, and so on. So we built a whole curriculum that involves not only while they're in school, but while during the summer. And that's why I don't want to overdo it here in terms of training. But I think we're all on the same page in terms of what we want to get accomplished. And then, and we've got that curriculum built from their sophomore year through their internship back into their junior year internship and then graduate them into the senior. Now what we're offering is coaching for the team that is taking the students, right? So we teach the team Supernova practice management. We're teaching them everything that I've spent, and Rick has been so wonderful at adopting for his practice. So that's why, I mean, I'm cheating, right? I don't have to convert the team. And yeah, we're also going to give them, we have diversity training as part of our curriculum for the team that's accepting them and teaching them how to utilize an intern. So we've really tried to plug every hole and think about every possibility that, you know, could go wrong. Now, the candidates, you know, they're human beings, right? So we never know what's going to end up happening. But our intention is, you know, when I started, 15 years ago, whenever I started this project, I had every intention. I gave scholarships. I hoped that people would adopt my students and put them in internships. And they were all wonderful, and they all became CPAs and attorneys and businessmen and women, and I never got any into business. So that was 2 years ago when we restarted the program. I said, I'm going to get people into our business. Yeah. Yeah. You know, not just our business, but into this piece of the business.
Right.
So that they are, I have two candidates right now I'm coaching. Both are Harvard graduates. And I said, you know, there's something good about having people that are really smart. You know, and so why can't we in the business grab these people and coach them and train them, right? That are really smart, instead of them going to work for Procter & Gamble or Google or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
So anyway, Emily, I just was curious. So the UBS program is already like a defined curriculum that you have set it. I mean, it's already built, correct?
It's already built. You know, last year, from my recollection, it was, you know, an intro to what would a Ted Durkin role do? What would an admin manager do? What does a financial advisor do? What does a team associate do? So what does a wealth planning advisor do? You know, so just a little flavor about that. It's not a one size fits all kind of role at UBS, that there's a lot of different optionality that they could go into depending on what their interests and their skills and what they're passionate about. So that was part of it. Just kind of role based about the firm. And then I don't know about skill development. So I'll get a little bit more of that in terms of what she'll be working on and what kind of coaching they're providing from that standpoint. But I know we have at least one project for Rob in helping us execute and plan our annual Rick Rogers Dave Ostrom tennis event at Philly Cricket. So if you could make it to that, Rob, we'd love to have you.
Actually, that would be wonderful. You know, because
well, we already have a date. It's June 10th.
Okay, Friday. Wonderful.
So that would be the unveiling of Naya.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Well, I'm you know, I couldn't be more excited because, like I said, we're kind of this is not a random test. we're shilling. We're making sure this goes.
Right.
As well as possible, picking the right teams, picking the right people, picking the right candidates. I mean, it's designed to succeed. And, so it's not really a beta test.
Right. And Robert,
well, this is good. I mean, I really think though, the fact that UBS has this, so maybe 10 hours a week, you said she's going to have something structured, but then the rest of the time will be working with our team, working with you or Ted or something like that, mm-hmm. and really getting, you know, hands on.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to get more attention than she, you know, than maybe any candidate has ever gotten.
I would say that's our expectation is we want her to have a great experience and own something, you know, and be part of something that she really sees how Rick and Dave run the business, you know, so right. We want her to really have a comprehensive experience over summer. Those weeks go by really, really fast, but I know I personally am just excited to have her. And I think it's the start of something really special. So
Rob, I'm just visualizing just like with Dave, since day one, Dave has been on every client call that we do. I would obviously want to have Naya sitting in on those calls, observing,
absolutely,
just seeing what an actual, you know, interaction with a client is.
The more you can get a sense of that, this is going to be a good look. The reality is, I want her to work on your team. Okay, right. I mean that's my intention. Is that because especially, you know, age wise, this is such a great.
Yeah.
You're such a great team for this succession kind of planning thing. And so Emily, my intent, you know, our intention is with these teams is to train as if they're going to be on that team. And, you know, once they graduate and you have a program that they need that, you know, based on what you want to do, they're taken away for a while and they see the whole firm, but my hope would be that eventually they come back and work on Rick's team. Because that's the intention of the program is to start people early, build relationships. And then just like Dave, you know, Dave did a lot of things, but he ended up on your team. So
one of the things, Emily, I'm thinking of, I mean, just Rob, this, I mean, as far as progression is, Dave went through this WPA mm-hmm. program, Wealth Planning Analyst. Emily, maybe tell Rob about that.
So it's a two-year, when Dave was part of it, it was a two-year program where, you know, that's where he got to know Rick. You know, he supported the entire market from a financial planning perspective. The intention was, you know, that he's not just the person putting in the information into the plans, but delivering plans, having client conversations, doing the deep discovery. So, you know, we had a inkling where Dave might end up, you know, from a full-time role, but little did we know that that instant connection would be there with Rick as well. So, it was magic to see. I remember it like it was yesterday, but, that's definitely an option. attention, you know, post, you know, college and graduation. I think it's a great way to come into the firm, to work with a lot of different advisors, focus on financial planning, study for their CFP, get licensed, and then ultimately place out in a full-time role with a team like Rick's. So that's definitely an option, for somebody, with her kind of background, you know, just graduating or with a couple years of experience. So there's a lot of different ways to come into the firm.
But from my perspective, what that did for Dave, and I'm gonna let Dave explain it, but day one, Dave was fully functional. I mean, he was the financial planning expert, because Dave, just talked about that program and what it trained you to do and how many plans you've done over that 2-year period.
Yeah, listen, and it comes, there's two parts of the story here, but yeah, in terms of exposure. And I know, Rob, you mentioned a couple times CFP and financial planning, especially for younger people in the business. I think it's the first way that you can easily gain a lot of credibility in this business. You know, again, it's still very hard, even for me in my, you know, late 30s, to, because age is something that, especially when you're dealing with high net worth people, that it is something that is still somewhat of, I wouldn't say like a roadblock in the business, but you know, people look at you, oh, you know, you could be my grandchild's age, or oh, you're my child's age. I hear it all the time. And I'm like, you know, but then I talked about stuff with them and they go, oh wow, you're really knowledgeable. And right. I guess I should listen to you, but it takes a while to get, you know, kind of that mentality or that stigma of like, oh, you're young, you don't know. And I think the planning part is the easiest way to kind of break that kind of stigma of, oh, you're young, what can you tell me that I don't already know? Which a lot of people do have, especially wealthy, successful people. So I think that was great from an ability to gain confidence, to learn about the business, to be able to step in very quickly to add value. The one thing where I'd say it's different, is that I came into that program with 6 years of experience in front of people, presenting to people, managing a team. I mean, I had a different background where I think when Rick said, oh, like, you know, Dave can step in day one and help, it was a different starting point. So I kind of make that a point just to say, you can't expect a 23-year-old or 22-year-old right out of college to step in day one. And that's where that program though becomes really, really helpful to give you that kind of runway, that 2 to 3 year window in that WPA program to kind of really get your feet wet, to get in front of people, feel comfortable, run, as Rick said, thousands of financial plans. All of that stuff is really important. So, I think that runway will make her or other candidates, in that kind of program feel really comfortable by the time they get on a calls where they're knowledgeable, they've sat and done stuff, they've built plans. So yeah, just from a kind of runway perspective, that's what I would say.
So Emily, is this, I would imagine though, this is not unique to UBS having these types of CFP, WPA type programs.
Yes, it is.
I was going to say it's, what? Every firm has a resource to some extent, but not the way this is, not the way we're built out, you know, from a planning perspective. I think we're focused there. Again, as a true wealth management firm, that's what differentiates us, you know, having that dedicated planner where she sits in our market. She's not just a home office person like a Cheryl Lindo or Melissa Lilly. You know, right. I would say at other firms, that's what they have, is just that centralized person that you could go to, not somebody that physically sits in our offices and goes advisor to advisor, client to client. So, I think it's a special program. And, Rob, again, another thing for us to think about, as you're building out your program is, we often see some of these interns go into this management trainee program first for 2 years, that I was part of. And then from that program where you rotate around every 6 months to a different part of the firm, then going into a WPA role, to Dave's point.
Yeah.
Now you know the firm a little bit more.
Emily, I would never hold somebody back from that program, because I remember the guys that went through that, and everybody knew who were the people that went through it. It's like going to the Naval Academy when I was in the Navy. I didn't go to the Naval Academy, and I was up against these guys, and they were like, they had their own, you know, detailer and their own track they were on, and you know, they were all headed to be admirals and I was a reservist, you know.
Yeah.
But they're not supernova coaches. So, I think you, ultimately got to where you were meant to be, Rob. We couldn't do it without
you. You know, I know I said that when I joined Merrill Lynch, I knew that, you know, that was a meritocracy. You know, it wasn't who went to the Naval Academy and who didn't. It didn't matter. You know, you could go on the junior executive training program, but it's still who performed in the field that mattered. Nobody cared.
Right.
And so that's why I told them, you know, when I started, I said, you know, I didn't think I could be an admiral in the Navy. I'd like to be one at Merrill Lynch. And they said, okay, here's your track.
And guys, I have to hop to another divisional call, but Rob, let's you and I catch up, you know, afterwards.
Okay,
I'm sure you and Rick and Dave have other stuff to.
So next steps for her interview, how would you like that to go?
If you could make the introduction to me, I will set her up with myself and Sandy Watson, who's Ted's assistant market head. We'll do a quick interview, post the role, and have her apply and get things started. But we are
You need her resume. You were mentioning you wanted a resume and things like that prior. Or is that
a resume is helpful? I mean, it's a conversation. You know, Sandy and Art, we're not going to go through a resume point by point, but I think it's good to have. You know, for
I mean, look, you're responsible once you put the green. You know, you put the stamp on this person, you know, is in everything, you own them. So you gotta, you know, I agree. I mean, I wouldn't do this unless I had stamped it.
Yeah.
So, So I will give her another, you know, like I said, her grandmother just passed a day ago. So I'll give her a day or a couple more days and then I'll call her and set that up. And Emily, I think I was looking for your phone number and I didn't have it.
Sure, it's 717, well, myself, 717-371-0537, or my office number is 215-579-6009.
Okay, thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, Rick, Dave, I'll touch base with you guys in a little bit, but good seeing y'all, and talk soon. Thanks, Rob.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Now, that's great, and I think, you know, sometimes, Rob, as you know, ideas, but timing is so critical. And it just seems like the timing on this is coming together that, you know, you're merging with the need of UBS. And I mean, I think you're both.
Well, it's my dream that we would be a feeder for a program that where somebody like Emily is as passionate about this as I am. I mean, it's like 12 of us on the earth, right? That care.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else writes the check and it's over, right? And we actually want to.
As you could tell, Emily's fully engaged in this. And I think it's coming from the point of, you can see, I mean, she's one of those individuals who came through this UBS intern and that junior, whatever they call it, that she went through.
Well, they call it, I think, executive management program. Is that what?
It's called, is it the field leadership or something like that. What was it called, Rick?
I don't know.
FTP. There's some acronym to it, but Emily did that.
There's an acronym for everything, but Emily went through that. And you could see though, she's young, but she's
very proud of going through that program and being
selected. Yeah. And I think you said it, you could almost tell because of the exposure that they have at a very early part
of their career.
Yeah.
They're tracked. They're mentored. They're tracked.
Exactly. Right.
You know, guy like me, I come in, I got to fight through that. Right. But.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And I think also from a, you know, now that she's, again, you can see she's on these diversity councils. So it aligns with her values and what she's been through, what she's witnessed, but what she would like to also help accomplish. So it's a perfect fit. And plus her and Jazz are already, and like they said, they've been bringing up your name about this to some of the senior leadership that maybe you didn't have exposure to. So it's just going to meld the two. And as you said, I think we don't want it to be a test case. We want it to succeed because this will just open up the doors for the future ones that are coming behind.
Right. And then it becomes so much easier. They're like, okay, Rob, we want you to resource five people for the new year. So right. You find the five people, we'll combine them with what we're doing, and we'll put them right into the program.
Now, do you have the other four slotted?
No.
Because Emily was saying, so maybe there's, you know, in our other division, the Southern Division, which would incorporate more around the area of Norfolk State, you know, they might be something even more, because they're looking
well, at this point, we have about 13 people on our advisory board from most of the different firms.
Right.
And they all want to be mentors, and they all want to have a candidate. And
okay.
So it becomes a little bit of, you know, supernova politics. We're sort of the guys in between.
Is there a book on that, Rob? Supernova politics?
There's going to be one.
Is there going to be a book on this in politics? That's funny.
Oh, God. The other thing would be, you know, housing search would be, it crossed my mind. I mean, we have to, housing or rental apartments, it might be,
guys can think about that. Where would be the right place for her to,
right.
You know, because it's, I think that's a fair fee. I think that's right around exactly what we wanted to have a standard intern compensation for all. So the firms weren't competing by paying more for what, you know, I want to go to XYZ because they pay more, right? You know how kids are.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
The $20 an hour, you know, whatever that ends up, I'll do the math out and I'll kind of try and make that be my standard.
Okay. Plus they said there's a stipend for food and travel and all the other whatever on top of it too. But you have a set amount also for the housing part and things like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm giving them five. See, so far it's been Rob Knapp's foundation that's funded this. But so I gave them a $5,000 scholarship and a $5,000 fellowship. The fellowship is for the summer. But if they can supplement that, then, you know, everything becomes easier, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So they'll give their standard package and we'll kind of fill in the blanks. So that this will be quite a program though. Think about it. If you were a student.
Oh yeah.
And you had this and you found out about this opportunity, you'd really compete like crazy for it.
But plus I think. Dave wasn't on the call. Explain or maybe give Dave some background of the business school head who has been a critical component in this and some of his background and his engagement in this.
He's a wonderful human being. My brother, one of his best friends at University of Virginia, was an African-American and they became very close. And so when I started this program, I told my brothers, right? And so Warren said, oh, you gotta call my buddy. And so I did. I called him and he said, oh, you need to meet Glenn Carrington. He's the dean at the business school at Norfolk State. And I had interviewed presidents and deans and everything for 10 different, historically black colleges and universities. So I called Glenn, and Glenn is one of these guys, Rick. He's like you. You know, it's like as soon as I get on the phone, he's like, oh, yeah, this is great. Yeah, we want to do this. His background is that he went to Norfolk State. He played basketball. He went on to University of Virginia and got his law degree. He's a CPA. He went on then to work in the Treasury Department, worked his way up to the top of that, and then went over and worked at EY and was a senior partner there in head of taxes. And then he retired and went to be dean of business at Norfolk State.
Wow.
And so now you're talking a businessman.
Yeah.
Who, and an athlete who knows the game. And so when I told him I want him to get together with his athletic director and then to pick candidates that were competitors. that had the right stuff, right? So we're not picking, you know, Sally Softy here. We're picking, we're picking tough kids that had their nose in the mud and got up and fought again, right?
Yeah.
So the game is, you know, we're picking smart, tough kids. And when I interviewed Naya, I was saying, so your sister played tennis. Yeah, she was really good and it beat me all the time. And finally, like in my, you know, senior year, I beat her. And I said, really? How'd that feel? She said, oh, it was awesome. she's never beaten me since. You know,
I said,
that's cool.
My kind of girl, right?
Right. Yeah, love it.
So every time I call Glenn, he picks up the phone. And he's just like, he's on it, you know, he's on it. And he said, this is the program. This is exactly what we need. And so he's been, you know, even though it's only five students, he's been giving it the priority that's unbelievable.
That's great.
So he's just a high energy, superhuman being that you know, like I said, there's 12 of them on the earth and you find one of them, you just go, oh my God, this is a wonderful.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, just, I mean, it is what it is. And I think this is what
maybe we'll find. Maybe there'll be 500 of them. You know, I always felt like there were just so few people that had the right energy in the world.
You know, well, this is the, as Emily was saying, when Dave started this new role, and I was working with the prior WPAs, but as soon as I met Dave, like, it's like, boom. And it was the energy. It was
right.
The energy that connected us. And then as we go more, there's more connections. And obviously the whole athletics part is a major one. You can't replace that stuff, Rob. I mean, we all come from the same competitive background type place, but that's necessary. Dave had the same competitive instincts from, you know, even now we talk about he's playing basketball, he's coaching his daughter. He's what are you coaching now, lacrosse?
I do everything, Rob. That's my, one of my things, you know, my kids are young. So my daughter's finally at age, so my kids are 7, 5, 3. My 7-year-old daughter is like finally getting involved, you know, in more like organized sports. And that was like one of my, and like I remember my father, my grandfather, like they all coach like all the kids' sports. Like I kind of, it's more of like a family tradition at this point, like any sport they're doing. And I know nothing about lacrosse, but I love coaching, you know, like all this stuff. Like I love all the coaching aspects of it, teaching the kids, working with the kids. So,
but you're bringing the energy to the kids.
Yeah, it's energy. Yeah.
Energy.
Right.
I get to the field.
Throw the ball out there and say, go ahead, kids.
Everyone was
laughing
at me.
I
got to the field Monday night. It was just funny. And I have like my cleats, like my like, and a couple of parents were like, whoa, you're like coming. I'm like, yeah, like I tie up my cleats. I'm like, we're going for a run. We start doing laps and I'm running around with the girls doing laps. I'm like, this is what you need to do. You got to get them. And it's at when they're really young, it's just more for, you know, them getting interested and loving it and liking it. And then we start getting into the techniques and stuff.
But the energy is the thing. And I think that's what attracted me to your program so much. I mean, I think the energy and also about the corporate athlete and how to take care of yourself. Because if you're going to compete athletically, you have to take care of your mind, your body, your spirit, the whole thing. It's the same. And this is the same. And to keep this energy level up throughout the day, you've got to do certain things. And yes, it does take work. There's sacrifice. There's discipline. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like, you know, as you said, we're
well, look at the look at what's behind you—the fruit, the vegetable. I mean, come on, look at you.
That's my daily stuff.
That's beautiful. See, and it, and then you tie that to the rituals that are critical to golf, to tennis, absolutely, to anything, right? Bounce the ball 3 times, throw it up exactly the same way in exactly the same spot, right? Yeah. And I mean, you get your rituals. You know, what do you do when you sit down between courts? You breathe, you drink water, you eat something, and you get ready, you clear your mind, and then you go.
Yeah.
It's those rituals that we learn in sport that allow us to then translate that into our practice so that we have our calls, we have our agenda, we then have our executive summary, and then we take a break, we walk around, drink some water, eat something, and then back on the next call.
Yeah. And it's, So anyway, I do love the fact that this athlete, driven competitor is going to be in this program. And as you said, it sounds like Naya is like, wow. So June 10th, Philly Cricket.
Yep.
So we would love to have you there also. We could talk, because that would be a great, you know, talking to our group about this, because there'll be a lot of other, you know, senior level people at different firms. There you go. That, you know, this is on topic of every firm today, not just the financial firms. But
I think it's a great idea. I will run it up, with my director of, engagement. Just gave me my smoothie. And make sure that we're clear, but yeah. I'd love to do it. Okay. Every intention to be there. And
it's an afternoon event. Tennis will be, you know, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Then we do cocktails and dinner.
You know, we're getting, engagement with, National. I told you about the USTA and their diversity. They're having a meeting this week. And, one of our people that's on our two of our people that are on the, one's on the advisory board, one's on the board. They're both tennis players. They're going to meet and have lunch there, at the USTA diversity meeting, the big meeting this week. So we're all over it in terms of tennis, you know.
Perfect.
I think we'll end up getting some support from them, some money.
Well, if there's a Philadelphia representative on that, we would welcome to invite them to that, at least a dinner if they're not players.
No, that would be a great idea. Let's tie that in, the USTA, to that Philly Cricket thing.
Yeah.
That would be great.
So I do think, now I'm trying to remember I knew the guy. He was more local, regional USTA. He might be national now. I'll get his name, but you know, that again, having a representative of USTA there too.
This ties back, right? This is not bad for you. This is not bad for Supernova. All this, right? Let me just think about it. I mean, you talk about marketing.
Right.
And we're not marketing, but we're marketing, right? Yeah. We're not trying to market, but we're marketing, right? So guess, you know, does UBS think more or less of Supernova now?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. I mean,
if you're going to hire somebody, would you hire, you know, XYZ? As a coach, or if you see the energy and the fun and the excitement that's coming out of this, maybe you want to hire Supernova.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the same with you guys. You know, they got a bunch of this financial advisor every 10 feet.
Yeah.
You know, who are you going to hire? Somebody that's making a difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So Rick Rogers,
you know, there's a chance. Well, again, I'm just thinking outside. We could maybe even get some press for that too, to cover, so anyway, that's a whole other avenue now that's open to us. But I think, so it's first step first and just getting through the next step of having Emily interview her just to check the box for UBS. And then we can at least start planning for her. As you said, I mean, graduation is, when do they, you think they'll start? Like,
we've got to have them start in like 4 weeks.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm humping this thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess, the untimely passing of a grandmother will maybe a couple days late, but, they can interview next week with Emily and then they can start the process on our end.
Yeah. And she didn't seem like it was late or anything. It didn't seem late for her.
Good.
Emily didn't seem like we got a hump.
No. And I think she said, I mean, we have two slots in our, region. They're purposely holding one. They're not opening that up. They're sandbagging this for Naya.
Right. So she's actually got to apply and then they've got to say, oh, we've got all these candidates, but we're picking this one.
whatever they want to do. Yeah.
Right. Right. No, I understand that it's politics. We have
a fast track.
Yeah.
So anyway, this was productive. I'm glad Emily got on. You and Emily can touch base in between. Now that you have, I mean, you're going to sell just to coordinate that interview process.
I'm going to try and do this today. I'm going to get in touch with Naya this morning, and then I'm going to try and set this up with Emily today if I can. Cause it is what it is.
But I think also, Rob, you know, not only we have a lot of similarities already with the, you know, Dave, but having Dave as a younger CFP that is really, and Dave is fully engaged in the planning process. I mean, as I am, but I don't have the knowledge that Dave does. And to have her mentor under Dave for that piece of it. And then I envision having her on every one of our calls to see how we implement that. And she can see the whole process.
I think it's fabulous. She's gonna pick it up fast and
yeah. I'll be setting up a lot of tennis with her throughout the summer.
Right. Think about it. So think about that in terms of lodging. You know, you want her close.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta think about it.
Anyway, well, look at this was productive. This was great. Yeah. This is a home run, Rob. This, as you said, this makes a difference. So there's a higher purpose to some of the stuff that we do. You know that.
Well, I think this one might be really big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this one, you know, this is the very first candidate and the very first project, you know, so it's, you're the pioneers.
Well, and,
you know how excited I got when I first kind of put two and two together.
Yeah.
And thought, got it. This one's going to work.
This is a team effort. We're all in it. We're all in.
Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. I appreciate everything you've done. When you get excited, I get excited. The energy just multiplies. So it's, you get me going for the whole day. I have to
now we have that June 10th thing that could even blossom more we'll see how that goes too. So.
Right. Right. There could be some other things that we could do with that would, maybe make it even more exciting, but just congratulations for doing it.
All right. Well. It started with one of these ideas and conversations.
I do recall that.
Anyway, well, good luck, Rob. Right. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
And this is exciting.
All right. Thanks so
good
much.
Good stuff, Rob. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Bye.